From KUAR in Little Rock, I'm Bobby Yampazon. The 9 students who desegregated Central High School are in Little Rock to reflect on the 60th anniversary of the 1957 crisis. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek has more about the conversations taking place across town.
Civil rights activist and musician Mavis Staples shared memories of the Little Rock Nine at a concert this weekend. The city held a host of events while grassroots community organizers protested racial resegregation on the steps of the Capitol. At a symposium Saturday, the former students and their families told stories about segregation. Ernest Green's sister Judy remembered her parents teaching them to stand up from a young age. She recalled visiting a downtown Little Rock store.
Pfeiffer Department Store on 6th and Main had 2 water fountains in the basement. One was marked colored, the other marked white. And I was learning to read, and I asked my mother which one I should drink from. And she said, whichever one you wish.
Judge Wally Branton Jr. recalled his father's role as an attorney for the students. He choked up when reading part of the 1954 Brown versus Board ruling, which he said still resonates with problems in education today.
To separate them from others of similar age and qualifications solely because of their race generates a feeling of inferiority as to their status in the community that may affect their hearts and minds in a way.
The panelists talked about the history of civil rights before the integration crisis and what's called the lost year, when city schools were closed in 1958 and 1959 to prevent integration. Phyllis Brown, little sister of Minna Jean Brown Trickey, says she sees the closing of schools and the growth of charters in Little Rock today as being like the lost year efforts to shutter the district. She said celebrating integration is like alchemizing our sins into virtues.
Yes, here we are, celebrating go Central, go Tigers. Remember that those same mechanisms are still working, that still deprive these children. Why, they even deprived me, and that was 60 years ago.
Emotions and sentiments span broadly over the 4-hour discussion. Little Rock Nine member Gloria Ray Kallmark recalled with appreciation the few white students who befriended her that year, particularly a student named Becky. Becky was willing to be Gloria's friend, but in secret, because she feared what the other white students might do.
They were willing to be my friend and make a difference for the moment they were there with me. But they didn't feel up to facing all the consequences to their personal lives and their families when they were away. I say, I appreciated Becky. I look forward to when I got to her classroom.
This morning, a ceremony marking the 60th anniversary will be at Central High School with Speaker President Bill Clinton. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, Arkansas Public Media.
You know this old world's in a bad condition. Just the other day I saw a group of little children trying to ride a school bus. By them being of a different nationality, they weren't allowed to ride the bus. Now I imagine if you'd ask them about this matter, they would have a word like this to say. Why am I treated so bad? Why? So bad.